Good morning from Bally Baptist Church and from our little thought for the day. Friday morning, again the 23rd of April. And we, these Friday mornings, continuing to think about the great subject of prayer. And this morning we're turning to a psalm to look at the situation of prayer. And this whole psalm is a psalm of prayer, all seven verses of this psalm, and it was a prayer from a very difficult place, a prayer from a difficult place. And we're turning this morning to Psalm 142, and I trust that you'll follow with me as we read the scriptures this morning. Psalm 142. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, unto the Lord did I make my supplication. I poured out my complaint before him. I showed before him my trouble. When my spirit was overwhelmed within me, then thou knewest my path. In the way wherein I walked, have they privily laid a snare for me. I looked on my right hand and beheld, but there was no man that would know me. Refuge failed me. No man cared for my soul. I cried unto thee, O Lord. I said, thou art my refuge and my portion in the land of the living. Attend unto my cry, for I am brought very low. Deliver me from my persecutors, for they are stronger than I. Bring my soul out of prison, that I may praise thy name. Thy righteous shall compass me about, for thou shalt deal bountifully with me. A psalm of David, a whole psalm of David, and a whole prayer of David this morning from a difficult place. Let me just, if I could, set the scene a wee bit to help us understand the background and the circumstances of this prayer. A psalm of David, and sometimes, friends, the road to victory and the road to defeat are never too far apart. The situation at this point in Scripture involves three great personalities: Samuel, Saul, and David. And the whole background to this is based in those chapters of 1 Samuel from about chapter 15 on ahead to chapter 22 or so. And this morning I just want to remind you of some verses from those chapters that help us to set the scene for the background of this prayer in Psalm 142. The relationship between Saul and Samuel was under stress. 1 Samuel 15 verse 35 says, and Samuel came no more to see Saul until the day of his death. The situation between Saul and Samuel was under stress. Samuel is instructed by God to anoint the youngest son of Jesse to be the second king of Israel. And a command that, because of the possible reaction of Saul, it caused Samuel to fear for his life. Chapter 16, verse 18, young David is described as a brave man, a mighty man, etc., and the Lord was with him. But in that same chapter, it is said of Saul that the spirit of the Lord departed from him, and an evil spirit troubled him. But a great relationship at the beginning between Saul and David. And verse 21 and verse 22 of that chapter says, Saul loved David greatly. And then when we go to chapter 17, it's a very well-known chapter. Young David slays the great Goliath, the 9-foot champion that had them all running in fear. And young David could not be enthroned as king until the death of Saul. And David would be about 30 years of age or a little more at that time. And all those years in between were very difficult years for David. With the victory in chapter 17, life entered a new phase for David. Chapter 18, verse 2, Saul took him that day and would not let him go no more to his father's house. And these two men, in a sense too, even at that time, were opposites. David was controlled by the Spirit of God, and Saul was a carnal-minded man. Saul's son Jonathan became a good friend to David from that household, and David faced more tests. For verse 7 and 8, when they were coming from the slaughter of the Philistines, the women came out of the cities and sang and cried out, "Saul has slain his thousands, but David his 10,000s. And that seemed to be a great turning point in the life of Saul, that it seemed to be the last straw for Saul. And Saul, it says, was wroth with this saying. And friends, we could continue this morning in these lovely verses with all their content and all their teaching. But suffice to say that David married one of the king's daughters and became Saul's son-in-law. And Saul continued in all his efforts to kill David because of jealousy. And what family trouble ensued in all of that. Very, very difficult. And David was tested with popularity on one hand, and he suffered jealousy on the other hand. And all this, friends, in a sense, is the background to this psalm of prayer from David. And we could also look at chapter 21 and chapter 22 of 1 Samuel. On verse 10 of chapter 21, David fled for fear. He went even to fear of Saul. He went to Achish, the king of Gath, and he fear led him to even to change his behavior, and that was a very low point in David's life. And the king said to his servants, "I don't need any more madmen." And it was a terrible time for David, and he's under terrible strain and under terrible pressure. And what a family situation! The son-in-law of the king. And many times, friends, I think of the Lord's words in Matthew chapter 10 and verse 36, where it says, "A man's foes shall be they of his own household." A man's foes shall be they of his own household. And many families are torn apart in trouble. And dear friends, popularity and jealousy always plays a big part in it all. And there can be family difficulties and family problems that need to be attended to, but those are private family matters and not for outside information, not for outside reflection or involvement. And that's a verse there of the Lord's in Matthew 10. And friends, not only private families, but church families. And these things ought not to be. And David is haunted by Saul. And the king said that he would kill any who even helped David. And in chapter 22 of 1 Samuel, he caused 85 priests to be killed. 85 priests were killed in that chapter. And all of this is just some of the reflections, friends, and background to this psalm of prayer in the life of David. He's down in the cave of Adullam. This is where he is. He's fleeing for his life. He's in the cave of Adullam. He's at a very low point in his life. He's at rock bottom and a terrible time. And it must have been quite a big place, this cave of Adullam, because he was joined by 400 men. I'm not that fond of caves. They take a bit of getting used to, In my working life, I had cause to be down the salt mines outside Carrickfergus quite a few times, driving down and going about down under about a quarter of a mile below the ground. And it takes a wee bit of getting used to blasting the salt rock and hoping that the ceiling would stay up. So he's in the cave of Adullam. I think David, at this point in his life, also penned Psalm 56 and Psalm 57, as well as Psalm 142. And it's a psalm where he cries unto the Lord. Verse 1, I cried unto the Lord. Verse 2, I poured out my complaint before him. At the end of verse 2, I showed before him my trouble. And David's in verses 1 to 3, he's just in a terrible state of distress. Verse 4, I looked around, I looked to my right hand and beheld, and there was no one there. Refuge failed me. No man cared for my soul. He looked around for help, and there was nobody there to help him either. Everybody's bearing their own troubles, and nobody is interested in David. And after looking to himself and after looking around for help, he only finds discouragement. But verse 5, I cried unto thee, O Lord. And there's a turning point in the psalm there. I cried unto thee, O Lord. I said, thou art my refuge and my portion in the land of the living. And so on. And David got to the right place. Verse 5, attend unto my cry, for I am brought very low. Deliver me from my persecutors. Bring my soul out of prison, that I might praise thy name. And David is getting now to the right place. And you are my portion in the land of the living, he says. You are my portion in the land of the living. And David, towards the end of the psalm, he got confidence that God would deliver him from his persecutors. He was confident that God would deliver him. He was confident that God would bring him out of his prison situation. And he was confident that he would praise God again. Bring my soul out of prison, that I may praise thy name. The righteous shall compass me about, and thou shalt deal bountifully with me. So David got this confidence towards the end of his prayer when he looked to the Lord in all of this. I cried unto thee. And David got his confidence when he cried unto the Lord that God would deliver him and God would bring him out and he would reach a stage that he would praise God again. And God will deal bountifully with me. And friends, this morning, this psalm will encourage us to get our eyes in the right place. And you know everyone, the Lord knows everyone this morning. And friends, I wonder if there's anyone listening to me this morning under pressure. And friends, I trust that you're not in a cave this morning of any kind, a cave of loneliness, a cave of discouragement, a cave where no one cares for you, nobody cares about you, a cave of depression with all this COVID situation, some people shut in and feeling the strain and the pressure. And I trust that you're not in any of these positions this morning. But please take it to the Lord in prayer this morning. I cried unto the Lord. I cried unto the Lord. And get that confidence that David got, that God would deliver him and God was his refuge. And friends, prayer is a tremendous vehicle. Pour out your heart to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Or John Newton, in that lovely hymn, "Through many dangers, toils and snares, I have already come. 'Tis grace that's brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home." So friends, I trust that this little psalm of prayer this morning from a very difficult place will help us all, and that you will pour out your heart to God today in your individual and particular circumstances. So we thank you for that. Let us just have a word of prayer. Our Father, we thank thee that we can come to thee this morning. Father, we pray for any this morning that's feeling the strain and the pressure. And Father, we pray that we will lift our hearts to God and pour out our heart to God in prayer. Father, we thank thee that we have one at God's right hand who is ever for us, the great high priest that we've been thinking about before. And Father, we thank thee for the great vehicle of prayer that we can come to thee. And Father, we acknowledge that it's no vain thing for to wait in your presence. So Father, bless us and help us. We lift our hearts, our Father, again for a new day and all the blessings of a new day and for all the blessings that we enjoy this morning. So Father, help us and bless us. We praise you for the joy of knowing thee and the joy of being in the family of God. And Father, we thank thee that you're ever there for us, that we can cry unto God in all our difficulty and all our problems. So, Father, we lift our hearts to thee and we give thanks again for all your mercy and all your goodness. And Father, we just commit ourselves to thee. And Father, we pray that you'll take us on through this day with praise and grace upon our life and on our lips. And we give thanks again in the Saviour's worthy name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, folks. Thank you.